this is Suna Rose Wagner of the Ravenettes, and you're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, Windsor, Detroit.
In a classroom, in residence, or online, sexual violence is prevalent across campuses, yet many survivors remain silent. If you have experienced sexual violence, it's important to know that it was not your fault and you are not alone. The University of Windsor has partnered with REIS to make online reporting available for students and staff who are a part of the campus community. You can create an anonymous report or access information and resources 24/7. REIS gives you the option to document and report harassment, misconduct, or assault in whatever way you choose. Visit reescommunity.com to learn more. REIS. Respect, educate, and empower survivors at reescommunity.com.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bandage up yours!
Hey there, and welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. In this second hour, I've got music on the way from Nena Cherry, Luscious Jackson, Smurs, Charlotte, Adigeri, Wrong Way Up, but we are going to kick off the second hour with the incredible music collective that is known as Broken Social Scene here on Girly So Groovy. Music right there from the one-woman band known as White Hinterland. We heard the song Dry Mine. That is from White Hinterland's album Baby. In the middle, it is a new act we've been featuring here on the program. Vox Rea is a moody indie pop band from Vancouver, blending cinematic melodies and alternative art pop sounds. When you listen to their latest album, the new album's called Art Oracles, released back in May, each song almost sounds as if it is done by different artists or from a fully different album. And I have to say that change in sound and style creates for really exciting listening with that particular new album from Vox Rea. And then kicking off the second hour, going back to the 2010 album, Forgiveness Rock Record, it is Toronto indie music collective Broken Social Scene with the song Sentimental X's. Right now, it is music from a band that knows how to blend hip-hop and alternative rock. New York City, Luscious Jackson, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Close your eyes and imagine this, a big, big city and there in the mist. You both get ready in different parts of town. We'll meet up later, haven't seen each other for a while. She opens up the window, she's looking out. She will soon get dressed, it's chill, but she's there to impress, no less. And what she's thinking of is how to keep you close as you move through the city. All around, here it goes. And she sings, when I'm feeling lonely, that I need of honey, all that I will do is think of you. and she's full of surprises. You're full of desire as the night turns higher. When you tell her, she knows how it is, how it goes. And all these little things you're spitting up, spitting in. Oh, she dances. Foot in front of the other, it goes like this. And as the city turns quiet, you both have to admit that this is now, but this could have been it. And she says,
you're exhausted by the patriarchy and you just want to tune it all away, then you've tuned into Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. Music right there from singer-songwriter Nena Cherry. When we use the term trailblazer, she is absolutely one of those people. This is an artist who built her career melding hip-hop's backbeat with British dance sensibilities, foreshadowing and trailblazing the emergence of alternative rap and trip hop. This is a musician who has been on the scene for nearly 40 years. This time we reached back to her 1992 sophomore album Homebrew for the song Buddy X. Before Nena Cherry, it's something thoroughly more modern, Smerz, S-M-E-R-Z, and out of joint amalgamation of pop-flavored R&B, trip-hop, and techno from a Danish duo. Now living in Norway, Smurs' slinky postmodern pop album, Big City Life, lives up to the title. And I use a metaphor when talking about this band. Imagine if approaching you at a party, this album is a party guest. It whispers to you, want to go somewhere even cooler? Well, it's that level of dizzy sophistication that Smurs brings to the music that they make. And then starting the set off, a band that has often been referred to as the female counterpart to the Beastie Boys. It is New York City's very own Luscious Jackson. Their song, Don't Look Back, that's from the band's album, Fever In, Fever Out. Just 30 minutes left here on Girly So Groovy. We've got a band that we've been loving this year, Wrong Way Up, on the way. But coming up, it is a duo that knows how to mix politics and dance to create that dance party that makes you think. I'm talking about Charlotte Adigeri and Bolas Pupil. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.
CJAM FM 99.1 CJAM.ca Community Radio, bridging boundaries between Windsor and Detroit.
The Sexual Wellness and Consent Committee wants to teach you how to be an ally. Listen, be open to learning from the experience of others. Believe, support survivors and those affected by violence. Speak out. Add your voice to call out violence. Intervene. Find a safe way to help when you see acts of gender-based violence. Act. Give your time to organizations working to end violence and be the change you want to see. A message from the Sexual Wellness and Consent Committee at the University of Windsor.
Taking the time to tell me this. This is a real eye opener. Yeah, you're right. This doesn't look good on me. And maybe I should ditch the blonde wig. That's such a good idea. Tell me, what would you like to see me in then?
Couldn't have done this without you and your opinion. Enlighten me with your vision. I count my blessings.
Yes, I prefer my first EP too. Yeah, maybe I should make it less complex. Two projects, one artist, geez. What the hell was I even thinking?
My inspiration comes from you. Oh, what an honor. I am not worthy of your kindness, noble intentions.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Yeah, this is really good exposure for us. And exposure shouldn't have a price, right? Because money doesn't rhyme with creativity.
My America, my inspiration.